Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 10, and really going through the end of the chapter, the apostle is expressing his gratitude to the church at Philippi for the amount that they had sent of physical sustenance. Not sure exactly what the gift that he refers to actually was, whether it was monetary, whether it is inclusive of food and drink, whatever. But it was something that was needful for him with regard to his physical welfare as he was imprisoned in Rome. Now, you'll notice in verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you have shared in my distress. He talked about being content, whether he was abased or whether he was full, that he depended fully and trusted in God and in Jesus Christ. But the interesting thing about this particular text is that while the Apostle Paul was very grateful in what he had received from the Philippians, he was more grateful at what they had received by sending him the gift. Now, I want you to think about that for a few moments, because it is a principle that is very clearly revealed in Scripture. When you give to others, whether it be whatever it may be, but whether it be the physical sustenance that you supply to others, benevolent help that you give, perhaps spiritual teaching that you deliver. When you help someone else and benefit them in some way, you benefit to a greater extent than do they. As a result of having done God's will, fulfilled your responsibility in these matters, you receive blessings from God. The Apostle Paul expresses that very clearly in verse 17. He said in verse 16, in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Now, the last three parts of that, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God, are the things that are impactful of the Philippians' blessings as a result of what they had sent to Paul. What they sent to Paul was a sweet-smelling aroma. That is, that God considered it pleasant. It was an acceptable sacrifice. God considered it as appropriate and scriptural and acceptable in the sense that he gives his approval of it. It well pleased him. Well, Paul wasn't the one that well pleased God in this. It was the Philippians that well pleased God in this. And again, anytime we offer up our sacrifices, our efforts, the work that we do, the worship that we offer up to God, it is something that blesses us and that we benefit to a greater extent even than those who are on the receiving end of the gifts and the efforts that we make. And that's the wonderful thing about all of it. You've heard sentiments expressed that are kind of similar to this. The more you smile, the more smiles you have. The more you hug, the more hugs you have. The more love you show, the more love you have. And it's not that the supply is inexhaustible. And the idea is, don't be a Scrooge with regard to offering up and to helping others. And that is certainly true with regard to spiritual blessings. If you want to receive blessings from God, if you want to be well-pleasing to God, then the best thing that you can do is to give of yourself. And the more you give, the more you'll get. It's inexhaustible. The more that you offer up on behalf of God or in the name of God, then the more you will receive from Him. And that's a wonderful, wonderful blessing that we are promised as children of His. So consider those things. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If you are here and need to respond to the rudiments of the gospel, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, are sorry for the sins that you've committed in your life, are willing to confess Jesus Christ as God's Son here before those assembled, and to submit in obedience, to be baptized, to have your sins washed away, then we will assist you in beginning your life as a child of God. If there is something that is amiss in your life as one of His children, you ask and express your desire that we pray on your behalf, then we will certainly do so and help you and assist you in any way we possibly can. So the invitation is extended at this time. If there is a need, we ask that you come while together we stand, while we sing.